Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The field is starting to get smaller in the search for a place to put a world-class casino somewhere here in New York. If you were counting on visiting a spot in Times Square or in the Hudson Yards, you're out of luck. No pun. Those two sites rejected today by an advisory committee. And so that's where we begin our news on this Wednesday. It's a high-stakes game, to say the least. A casino could instantly boost an area revenue by millions, not to mention jobs, at least that's what they're selling. So it's a big deal to any outfit that can land it. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Popinow with the sites that came up, Snake Eyes.
They gambled and lost.
Meaning the application has been disapproved.
The community advisory boards rejected both the Caesars Palace Times Square Casino and the Westside Avenir plan. Even as amendments were heard to build more housing and improve mass transit. Midtown resident Irene is pleased, saying false promises were made.
They were only going to attract high rollers. And at the same time, they said they expected them to take public transportation. Can you see a high roller on the M42? I can't.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A high roller on the M42. In Queens, they say they love bikes. Don't have anything against them, but a bona fide bike lane that runs through their community? I don't think so, they say.
The Astoria community banding together to oppose the 31st Street bike lane.
Bike lanes could go in certain areas, but this is not the place for it.
Mike Schreiber with the Uniformed Firefighters Association is one of many people against it. But everyone's concerned? As simple as safety. It's in front of St. Demetrio's Greek American School, where Principal Vasilios Skortas says.
We have noticed the past couple of months an increase in the lateness of students. Students have reported to us there have been quite a few incidents where they came very close getting hit by a biker.
Multiple testimonies here had one theme. The DOT pretends they care, but they brush us off. So we're taking it to court. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
Meantime, out of Corona, Queens, police say an alleged drunk driver drove up on a sidewalk the other day and pinned a 13-year-old girl and a 72-year-old man under his car. They filed charges now against 40-year-old Louis Kindy of Astoria, saying he was speeding in his 2013 Honda Accord on 102nd Street about 8 p.m. on Sunday, allegedly blew through a stop sign, crashing into the pedestrians. The 13-year-old needed surgery on her stomach and leg. The older gentleman suffered a fractured shin and knee. He's also got a shoulder injury. Kindy is charged with vehicular homicide, assault operating a motor vehicle while under the influence, and a host of other charges. He'd get 15 years on the yard. To think about it, he's due back in court this Friday. I'm going to check that vehicular homicide. I think that was attempted vehicular homicide. I'll double check and we'll clarify that. Five strip club executives accused of bribing a New York State tax auditor with lavish trips and side perks in exchange for giving the clubs a break on their taxes.
Don't need real life. I am the strip club.
A grand jury indictment charges the CEO and four other leaders of RCI Hospitality with bribery, tax fraud, and conspiracy. RCI owns more than a dozen Rick's Cabaret locations. The executives allegedly bribed a state auditor with $5,000 a day for private dances and 13 free trips to its clubs in Florida. In return, the auditor allegedly held helped RCI avoid more than $8 million in sales taxes. RCI denies the charges. The indictment did not name the auditor.
Somebody said he's probably somewhere tired with ringing in his ears from, listening to all that music. Yeah, that's it. In other news, top Trump officials said to be pushing federal prosecutors to bring criminal charges against New York Attorney General Tish James. They're claiming mortgage fraud, despite investigators so far who say they haven't found anything to support that. According to sources close to the investigation, After a five-month probe and interviews with more than a dozen witnesses, federal prosecutors say there's nothing to support any claims that Ms. James knowingly made any false statements to a financial institution to secure favorable terms on a mortgage at her home in Virginia. If this sounds familiar, folks, it's one of the same charges Ms. James levied and won against Trump. Charges which Trump managed to get an appeal, James is appealing that decision. Sources say when federal prosecutors in Virginia declined to indict Ms. James, a Trump associate allegedly pressured Trump to fire Eric Siebert. He's the U.S. attorney in charge of that office, to put somebody in there who would go after James. The AG has denied any wrongdoing. Her lawyer, Abby Lowell, says, quote, "Given the cascade of unsubstantiated allegations coming from the Trump administration, it's no surprise they're having trouble finding an objective and law-abiding prosecutor to ignore the facts and manufacture some sham charges." End quote.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.